Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Kate. Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Let me introduce ourselves. We have a progressive radio show in a humble radio station here in Madrid. The name of the show is very difficult to pronounce in English. It's Los Recuerdos del Unicornio, something like Unicorn Memories.
Okay.
It's a great proud to have you here tonight. And if you want, we can begin the interview.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Thank you. The first question. It's more than 10 years since the last time you were here with ELP.
Is it really?
Yes. What's the difference for these shows, for nowadays shows?
What's the difference for what?
Yes, the difference between... those shows, the shows with ILP and the music you are doing live now in this last tour.
You're just gonna have to hold on a second. I've got to sign something here.
The question is what's the difference?
Okay, sorry about that.
Yes, don't worry.
The difference.
Yes, the difference
between now and then.
Yes.
The musicianship.
Then and now. Okay.
the musicianship.
The musicians, the way to do list, the playlist. I don't know. All these things. The differences between these two different times, two very different times, and the way to do music live of Keith Emerson.
Was that a question? Okay. Well, the instrumentation is a lot different, and I'm very fortunate to be working with a very good, great guitar player, David Kilminster.
Yes.
And Phil Williams and Pete Riley. And it's really augmented my sound and to a certain degree the way that I play. And... you know, that's it, yeah. It's great.
Do you still carry the big old monster, Moog?
Yes, oh yes.
Yes, beautiful.
Yes, we just we did a short tour in Tokyo and Osaka in Japan. And it went down exceedingly well. We had the Moog synthesizer. I had the Moog synthesizer. And... it was working then. I hope it will be working when we start this tour tomorrow here in Portugal. And the Hammond organ and a lot of... we've got the latest Korg keyboards. You know, it's helped to orchestrate everything pretty okay, you know.
Okay, fantastic. What about... the piano concerto number 2. Are you really working on it, or it's just another internet rumor?
No, it's a sort of a hobby for me, really. It's I'm not in any particular rush to finish it. It exists at the moment in manuscript form as sketches, but there's a lot more work that needs to be done on it, and. If I put some time aside, then it'll be finished.
Okay. And now some classic lineups of bands like Crimson, Jethro Tull, or Yes, are still on the road. Roger Waters' reunion with Pink Floyd is possible. Gabriel Hackett, Collins, Genesis. What do you think about being the only prog masters still dissolute?
Still what?
Still dissolute. Still split.
Still split?
Yes. Separated.
Separate. Well, why did they separate? I suppose...
As a whole band, as a complete band. As Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Oh, you're asking why did Emerson, Lake and Palmer split?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I don't know. You'll have to ask Greg Lake that question.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sorry.
We'll try to do.
And what about Robert Barry? Are you in contact with him? That the 3D project was a very good album, and he's making some good records alone as a solo artist. Are you still in contact with Robert Barry?
Am I still in contact with who? Sorry,
Robert Barry.
Robert Barry?
Yes, Robert Barry.
Oh,
sorry, my English is worse.
yes, he came to see one of my shows earlier this year, actually, when we played in near San Francisco. And he's doing very well producing, and I think he's going out with a band, a Californian band, touring someplace in America. But I don't think there's a likelihood I'll be playing with him again, but we're very good friends, and he's a very good artist.
Okay.
Yes, we think so. We agree with you. Okay, we're walking, speaking about your last compilation till today, Keith Emerson at the Movies.
Yeah.
We think it's a good option for people who doesn't collect your original soundtracks. I think it's a pretty recollection. Inferno, Armageddon, Nighthawks, All Complete Records, The Charge, Best Revenge. We really love Inferno, both movie and the soundtrack. Please tell me how was working with Dario Argento?
It was an experience. It was the first movie that I'd written a soundtrack for.
Yes.
And I think really what attracted me was that, it was a horror movie, and I kind of felt that was easier to write music for.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun killing about 7 people off with music. Dario kind of... he didn't interfere. He just pretty much gave me free rein to do whatever I wanted to do, you know?
Okay. Okay. Going on with soundtracks.
Inferno was the first one.
Yes.
And after that, I was asked by Universal to do the music to Sylvester Stallone's film, Nighthawks.
Mm-hmm.
And... that was interesting because they didn't want it all synthesized. They wanted me to use orchestra, and which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And Sylvester Stallone, he basically left me alone to do the music. But in Hollywood, there are a lot more people to answer to, producers and directors, and I think the whole film was a really big success, considering that I did all the music on that film.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these days when you've got film writers like Hans Zimmer and John Williams, they basically come up with the main title theme and then they farm the rest of the ideas out.
Yes.
So the composer doesn't always do the whole film himself. He's got other people working for him. But in the case of all of my films, I've been involved with pretty much all the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very demanding work and very satisfying work, really.
Okay, thank you. Going on with the soundtracks, but with animation movie soundtracks, Iron Man, the Marvel, the comics. You made Iron Man Vol. 1?
Yes. I think that's available. I don't know. It's not on this compilation album, which is a 3-CD set.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it has been available at some point.
First one?
Yes, volume 1, I think. But I did that with my with an engineer, but he's a little bit busy at the moment, so we cannot finish that until he's free.
Okay. We wait for second part.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And we have the nice life in Glasgow. It was a really good work too. But how much time we will have to wait until a real new CD of new music? Last one, the Emerson Plays Emerson.
Yeah.
It's a really precious piano work. But new versions of all material, and then the Hammer It Out, another kind of best of. It's all this stuff, commercial operations or of the companies, or you really want to continue selling compilations. We really need another one of your CDs or your work, a new one.
A new solo piano album.
Solo piano or synthesizers. You are the best.
Thank you.
The same,
my companion Norberto asked me, love your music and want new music from Keith Emerson.
Thank you very much.
And we are some kind of tired of compilations. We need a new one.
Yes, right. Well, after I finish this tour, we're going into the studio to make a studio record, new recordings. But
good news.
We'll be playing some new stuff on this tour, as well as playing a lot of the ELP music and the Nice music as well. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a varied repertoire.
Okay, let's talk a little, only a little, about ELP. What do you think about DVD version of Brain Salad Surgery? Do you like this kind of Dolby Surround versions of classics?
Well, I think for surround sound, that particular album is well suited for it.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think, that it doesn't suit everybody's interests, to have, like, four speakers everywhere, and, it's not practical, but for the enthusiast, it's a very good idea, I remember back in the 70s that they had 8-track tapes, and well, they didn't last very long because it was really impractical to listen to and also to mix the music. That was it was a lot of work. You had to do one mix in stereo and then another mix in for 8-track, mm-hmm, in quadraphonic sound. So I think 5.1 mixes are good for the best albums that one has done. I mean, people ask me lots of times, what is your favorite ELP album? I don't really have a favorite ELP album, but I think Brain Salad Surgery works very well in 5.1. But there's no reason to say that all the others wouldn't work that way as well. It's just that with Brain Salad Surgery, you've got so many sounds and so there's so much happening, and when you throw it all around the speakers, then it's quite
full of ethics,
it's quite full of animation.
Okay. And now question about the DVD, the normal DVDs, after the Beyond the Beginning, the last LP DVD, this car race, the California spinning piano, the tiger on the TV show, so much amazing image. The people who didn't like the 70s really enjoyed that bizarre image. Is there any Emerson, Lake and Palmer material left for more DVDs,
What, you mean material which hasn't been released before?
Yeah.
I don't know. There may be some tapes lying around somewhere that are unfinished. But I think Carl has a very—he keeps a check on that sort of thing. So I don't really know.
But the last compilation was really enjoying.
Sorry?
The Beyond the Beginning DVD is a good DVD for seeing you at the 70s. It's a good work. What about the hand surgery you get in before the last LP tour? Some sequels, or are you now like new?
I didn't understand the question. Sorry.
Sorry. it's about the hand surgery you had before the LP last year.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Is there any sequels, or are you okay now?
Oh yeah. Yes. Pretty much. You know, it's like everybody. You have to work at it. You know, it's like a tennis player. You've got to sort of keep perfecting your service, and you know, it's ongoing thing. But yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
You haven't to improve your service.
All right.
Okay, Kate, we don't want to bother you anymore.
Perhaps, well, I look forward to seeing you.
Okay,
you know?
Perhaps this the last question.
Yeah.
As you know, as I told, this is a progressive radio show. We used to play on air progressive music, new progressive music, classics, obviously. And I want to ask you about the actual situation of progressive rock. There's many bands. We think that many good bands. But you know these bands. You know some of these bands. You used to listen this kind of music, or you are out of these now. Progressive bands, progressive music.
Am I aware of new progressive bands?
Yes.
To a certain degree, you know, having played in Japan, that question certainly wasn't asked me a lot, but coming here to Europe, there seems to be a resurgence of interest in, mm-hmm. in progressive bands. I'm sure that I'll be presented with quite a few CDs from bands which are going in that direction. But I can't name any at the moment, which, you know, the last band, I suppose, that came sort of near to it was Dream Theater.
Yes.
I understand there's a very good Norwegian mm-hmm. Progressive band, something Glass something or other, but I haven't heard them yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to know that there are still bands carrying on that tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dream Theater is a band that used to mix hard rock with progressive music with a very good attempt.
Sorry, say again?
No, excuse me.
Yeah.
My companions want to know, for example, a band with a good response in Japan is Erik Norlander. Erik Norlander.
Erik Norlander.
Yes, perhaps you know Erik Norlander.
Yes, because I know him, yeah.
Yes, we know. We are friends of Erik Norlander. We
used to, right, okay.
Yes, we used to speak with him and Lana Lane usually. And he always spoke many things about you, about your relationship.
Oh, right, and, yes, yes, Eric's a great guy, yeah, great
yes,
player.
A great man. Okay. What was your relationship with Eric?
I was introduced to Eric by, my last keyboard tech, Will Alexander.
Ah, yes.
And got to know Eric that way, and you know, he lives in California.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
LA.
So, you know, we bump into each other occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Kate, no more.
All right. Well,
thank
it's
you
lovely
much.
Talking to you.
Yes, thank you very much. We hope to see you in Madrid.
Yes.
We hope all of your concerts are really big successes. And thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you for calling me.
Thank you, Kate.
Look forward to seeing you. Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Night.